Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Stuart Varney, anchor of Varney & Company on Fox Business Network every weekday, 9 a.m. Hi, Stuart. Merry Christmas, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Brian. And a Merry Christmas to one and all.
So, listen, they're calling it the Trump rally. The Dow is incredible. S&P 500, NASDAQ, across the board. Is this, Stuart, really now? Is this really just because Trump got elected? Is it because there's no uncertainty and at least Wall Street now knows who the president is, no matter who that person is going to be? Is it policy-based? What's going on, Stuart?
It's because Trump got elected and the policies which he will put in place will stimulate the economy to probably 4% growth. That's why we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average, less than 400 points away from 20,000.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it really is unbelievable. You've seen all sectors, just about every sector of the market, go straight up since Election Day. The Dow alone is up over 1,300 points just since November the 8th. But Larry, you've got to remember this. This is because we are going to get, here in these great American United States, we're going to get massive stimulus. We're going to get tax cuts for individuals, tax cuts for corporations. That pumps money into the economy. We're going to get big spending on infrastructure. We're going to get big spending on the military. Pumps money into the economy.
Yeah.
That is giant stimulus.
That all makes sense. Here's the thing that I don't get, Stuart, is a quick follow-up. Before the election, all the Wall Street money
was
going to Hillary. So
if
Wall Street's so happy that Trump was elected, why weren't they funding his campaign the way they were funding the Clinton Corporation?
Just about everybody said the market will tank if Donald Trump is elected because of the uncertainty. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to say. Therefore, sell on the uncertainty. Well, that lasted for about 5 minutes. On November the 8th, the night thereof, at one stage, the Dow Industrial Average, the futures as we call them, were down 800 points.
I know.
It looked like Trump was going to win. But then people took a second breath and a second look, and immediately that was reversed, and off we ran with the Trump rally. And it's still going on. You're going to get stock prices opening higher again this morning. Extraordinary stuff.
It really is extraordinary stuff because of the you're right, the predictions that had been made. All right, so look at some of the people that he's chosen. The latest one is this guy, Andrew Puzder, who's the CEO of Hardee's and Carl's Jr., has been tapped by Trump to be the next labor secretary. This is a guy who opposes the $15 minimum wage, yet some people, some conservatives have concerns about this guy.
Yes, they do. There is a piece in Breitbart today saying that, look, this guy, Andy Puzder, has a preference for foreign workers. Now, he's said something like that many years ago, but I don't believe he's actually put that into practice. He is an opponent of the $15 an hour minimum wage. He's an opponent of the new overtime rules put in place by this administration.
But that's already on hold now because of a federal judge. But go
Correct.
Ahead.
Yeah. He wants to basically, he's another cabinet member who wants to reverse a key aspect of Obama's policy. In this case, it's labor policy. He's going to be opposed by the unions. But I want to throw one more thing in here.
All right.
Andy Puzder used very racy ads to advertise Carl's Jr.
Oh,
now,
sure.
I know this is radio,
remember.
So you
the women
see
in
them,
bikinis,
but
right?
They are racy ads. Women's groups and some religious groups oppose those ads. Mm. You're going to get a fight and a half on his confirmation hearing.
That's interesting. But the good news is cable news will be able to play those ads as B-roll as they talk about it, so eyeballs will be.
Do it all the time, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, can I listen, this is great for people with 401ks and IRAs or people who play the market. It's great for all of those rich Wall Street bankers who funded Hillary Clinton's campaign. What I'm wondering is, how does what's happening on Wall Street right now eventually translate to real economic growth on Main Street with wages, with job security, with better health care options for your everyday mom and pop out there?
Well, look, the stock market is going up because Trump promises growth. It really is that simple. The man is going to try to grow the economy. A 4% growth rate is what he's looking at. That will mean more jobs. That will mean better paid jobs. 4% growth equals prosperity, and that's the glue that binds us all together. That's the hope on Wall Street. It's the hope on Main Street. That's why so many blue-collar workers turn to Trump, because he's looking after their interests, or he says he is. He's selling America. He says, look, we're open for business. Come on in. Well, put your jobs here. That's what he's doing.
There was even an article yesterday. I couldn't believe this. Is Trump really already the president? I mean, he's had some success even before he takes office.
And he's everywhere, completely overshadowing President Obama. Yeah. We haven't heard much from the president. We've heard a great deal from the president-elect. Mm-hmm. And you wait till you see that Army-Navy game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Donald Trump will be there. 71,000 uniformed military personnel will be there, and they'll be cheering their new commander-in-chief to the high heavens. It will be a spectacle.
It sure will. Stuart, before we leave you, you talk about how Trump is everywhere. Well, he's spending a whole lot of time in your city up there in New York, so much so that your mayor, Bill de Blasio, wants the feds to refund the city for extra police and security. Is it mayhem up there in your neighborhood when Trump comes to town? How's New York reacting?
It's not that bad, but what we call Midtown Manhattan, the very center of Manhattan, that can get pretty crazy when Mr. Trump's anywhere.
Oh, but it's usually so easy to get around Midtown Manhattan.
Well said, Larry. Well said. It's usually you're often stuck in Midtown, and now you're frequently stuck in Midtown. That's
Stuart,
the way it is.
Great to hear your voice again, Stuart Varney.
Yeah, thanks for
be a stranger.
It was great to be with you guys. Right. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you're always welcome here, Stuart.
Stuart Varney, anchor of Varney & Company, Fox Business Network, every weekday, 9 a.m.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.